Give me your guilty, your miserable, your huddled neurotics yearning to say whatever's on their mind. The wretched comedic beauty of Curb Your Enthusiasm is back. Season number 8 premieres this Sunday on HBO, starring, of course, Larry David, the guy we'd all most like to tell to take a hike.
Is she a great girl?
She's great.
She likes you, which is the shocking thing to me.
She gets me.
Well, you're lucky somebody does.
Actress Susie Essman there gets the pleasure of telling Larry David off in every episode. Susie Green is one of Curb Your Enthusiasm's most beloved characters, and I have the guiltless pleasure of saying, Susie Essman, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I have to say this new Curb Your Enthusiasm season is, I mean, I think it goes beyond guilt to watch it. You are the most delightful, loathsome person, I think, in the entire series.
I enjoy being delightfully loathsome.
But that's one of the great things about Curb Your Enthusiasm is that everybody is righteously mad about what the other character is doing to them. But then they're also just as bad at another point in the episode.
And we all – one of the reasons why I think it works is because we all believe in our characters so completely. You know, this complete commitment to who we are.
And there's a knowledge of the characters on the part of you as an ensemble, but also as far as the audience is concerned. There's a line in one of the episodes that says your husband says, I tried to get Susie to take a vow of silence. Because we know you and we know your reputation on the show, that's a laugh line
exactly.
Right by itself.
You know what? One of my favorite things in all 8 seasons of Curbs is when I'm talked about and I'm not even in the episode or in the scene. I love that. I just get such a kick out of that.
Is there anything more pathetic than a cowering, emasculated Jew who has to run home to his wife?
Imagine how he'd be if he was married to Susie. He'd have pee stains on his pants constantly.
Oh, he'd be in her purse.
He'd be in her purse.
You know?
How do you put them together? Are they improv'd? Are they really strictly scripted? It seems like you come with a premise, all right, here's the annoying thing that's going to happen here, and you guys just roll with it.
They're completely improvised. There is a very detailed outline about what each scene is about, but there's absolutely no dialogue written at all. We improvise all the dialogue. So, but Larry is such a story head. I mean, Larry's whole thing is story. And when you start to take it apart, you kind of see how deeply interwoven everything is. And I really think that that's his main genius, his story. It's not just this free-form, willy-nilly improv. We know exactly what has to happen in the scene. We know who our characters are. We know what our relationships are. And it really writes itself.
But it does feel like sometimes you're in Larry's mind, like that scene in the chicken place.
The Palestinian chicken place
where he goes in and he turns it into this, like, this would be a great place to have an affair if no Jews come in here. I'm just like,
what about this place?
Yeah, they do not like the Jews.
Huh? You know what? This would be a fantastic place for Jews who are cheating on their spouses to come to.
Wait.
Because no Jews ever come here. They'd be so safe.
No one you know is going to ever see you here.
You would never get caught.
How do people react to you who recognize you? Because I think on some sense people want to play Curb Your Enthusiasm when they see Larry David or other members of the cast.
Well, there's two reactions that I always get. One is, you know, people beg me to curse at them. I mean, yesterday morning I rang the opening bell on the New York Stock Exchange. I walk on the floor. I must have had literally 50 different people ask me to go themselves. I'm not going to F themselves. I mean, just begging me to yell and curse them. But it's a bizarre way to live your life in a certain way. In a certain way, it's great. I mean, this is what my life has become, that I just walk down the streets of New York and people ask me to scream and yell at them. But another thing, I'm a regular person. It's a character I'm playing.
Right.
It's not who I am. But the other question, the other thing that people say to me all the time is these guys will come up to me and tell me all the time, I'm Larry. I'm exactly like Larry. Proudly telling me, I'm exactly like Larry. And it takes every effort in me to say, no, you're just an annoying neurotic. Larry's a genius. You're just that in real life and just annoying everybody with your crazy neuroses.
Larry is a genius who works in annoying neurotic.
He plays
right.
an annoying neurotic character.
It's his paint.
Right.
It's
and
his
who
medium.
takes all those thoughts and makes art out of them. You're just like driving your wife and your family crazy.
And it's not a sitcom. It's actually a tragedy is what you should say to them.
But, you know, to me, Curb is a true situation comedy because it's all about the situations. It's not about, you know, coming up with some witty dialogue line like they do
right.
in sitcoms now. It's all about literally the situations that are funny.
And the situations that are provocative. I mean, one could say that this season, Larry David has possibly invented the genre of Jewish anti-Semitism.
If Rabin can break bread with Arafat, I can have chicken at this anti-Semitic hole.
Okay, that's just not going to work.
Yeah, that's no good.
What's not going to work?
The yarmulke.
I can't go in with wearing this yarmulke.
She's shoving it in their faces.
Let's go in.
No.
What is this, the raid on Entebbe?
He's an equal opportunity offender. It's not just any one particular group.
No, and I win. So I'm a guy in a wheelchair. Whenever the word special
tons
needs.
Tons of wheelchair stuff.
I know, it's crazy.
Nancy wheelchair? What, yeah. Wendy wheelchair that he did? That whole thing where he's trying to have sex with the woman in the wheelchair last season?
Hey, did you call the wheelchair girl?
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah, you had no choice.
Once she wheeled out from the table?
Uh-huh.
Come on, what could I do? I'm taking her out tonight.
You're going out tonight?
Yeah, I was stuck. I didn't want her to think I was a bad guy.
It's an adventure.
You know, there is not even remotely as much anxiety around me in a wheelchair as there is on Curb Your Enthusiasm. But that would be true in any situation.
Correct.
You take in a situation that's completely plausible and natural.
And you heighten it.
You just jack up the anxiety right. to such a degree.
And that's the comedy.
Becomes funny. Yeah. It's so amazing. What opportunity as an actress does this show give you, do you think?
It's a double-edged sword because the negative part is people, every angry, shrewy character they call me to do. And,
right.
You know, I'm doing that already on the greatest show on television. I don't want to do it again. And it's not who I am. It's acting. But on the other side of the coin, I get great opportunities. I did last 2 years ago, I got to do the Disney animated movie Bolt. I just finished an independent film that I shot here in New York called Putzel, which is a really sweet, lovely little film. And just a lot of different acting opportunities that come my way that might not have if I was not on a great TV show like Curb.
Well, congratulations on two things. Number one, having apparently the best female go F yourself in the world, and everyone on the street can attest to that, right?
I think so.
And
I'm proud of that.
And congratulations on the new season.
Thank you, John.
Susie Essman plays Susie Green on Curb Your Enthusiasm. The new season starts this week.
How'd you do it?
I walked. I watch what I eat and discipline. A lot of celery. Yeah.
Celery, Jeff. You hear that? Celery.
Yeah, I heard celery.
I'm just saying.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.